Yashodanandana Vrajanaranjana Yashodanandana Vrajanaranjana Yamunatira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada.
Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivagacharya Stota Sata. Krishna Kupa Murti, Abhay Chainavin Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरी सेसिबल ड्यूटीज ऑल ग्लोरी सेसिबल ड्यूटीज ऑल ग्लोरी सेसिबल ड्यूटीज ग्लोरीज टू लोटस फीट ऑफ श्री गुरु एंड गौरांगा
ओम नमो भगवते श्री वासुदेवाय Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 20, Text Number 5, Chapter entitled The Structure of the Universe.
Pratanasya Vishnu Rupam Yat Satvasya Yartasya Brahmana Amratasya Chamrityoscha Suryam Atmanam Imhati.
Can you repeat after me?
Pratanasya Vishnu Rupam Yat Satyasya Ratrasya Brahmana Amritasya cha mrityoscha सूर्यमात्मानम् इम्हति। प्रातनस्य विष्णुरूपं यत् सात्यस्व यत्रस्य ब्रह्मणा अमृतस्य च मृतोश्च च सूर्यम् आत्मनम् इम्हति। प्रातनस्य विष्णुरूपं यत् सत्यस्य यत्रस्य ब्राह्मणा अमृतस्य च मृत्योश्च सूर्यम् आत्मनम् इम्हति। प्रातनस्य विष्णुरूपं यत् सत्यस्य वत्से ब्राह्मणा अमृतस्य च मृत्योश्च सूर्य आत्मानम् इम्हति। प्रातनस्य विष्णुरूपं यत् सत्यस्य व्रत्यस्य ब्राह्मणा अमृतस्यश्च मृत्योश्च सूर्यमात्मानम् इम्हति। प्रातनस्य विष्णुरूपं यत् सत्यजत्रस्य ब्रह्मणः अमृतस्यश्च मृत्योश्च सूर्यमात्मानम् इम्हति। प्रातनस्या of the oldest person Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, Rupam, the form, Yat, which, Satyasya, of the absolute truth, Pratasya, of Dharma, Brahmanaha, of the supreme Brahman, Amritasya, of the auspicious result, Cha and Mrityoho of death, the inauspicious result, Cha and Suryam, the demigod Surya, Atmanam, the supersoul or origin of all souls, Imahi, we approach for shelter. Iti, thus. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. This is the mantra by which the inhabitants of Prakshvadvip worship the Supreme Lord. Let us take shelter of the Sun God, who is a reflection of Lord Vishnu, the all-expanding Supreme Personality of Godhead, the oldest of all persons. Vishnu is the only worshipable Lord. He is the Vedas, He is religion, and He is the origin of all auspicious and inauspicious results. Purport. Lord Vishnu is even the Supreme Lord of Death, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Mrityu Sarvas Haras Chaham. There are two kinds of activity, auspicious and inauspicious, and both are controlled by Lord Vishnu. Inauspicious activities are said to be behind Lord Vishnu, whereas auspicious activities stand before Him. The auspicious and inauspicious exist throughout the entire world, and Lord Vishnu is a controller of them both. In this regard, to this verse, Sri Madhavacharya says, I'm just reading the translation, there are many lands, fields, mountains and oceans throughout the creation, and everywhere the Supreme Personality of Godhead is worshipped by His different names. Srila, Virag Raghava Acharya explained this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam as follows. The original cause of the cosmic manifestation must be the oldest person and must therefore be beyond material transformations. He is the enjoyer of all auspicious activities and is the cause of conditioned life and also liberation. The demigod Surya, who is categorized as a very powerful jiva or living entity, is a representation of one of the parts of his body. We are naturally subordinate to powerful living entities, and therefore we can worship the various demigods as living beings who are powerful representatives of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although the worship of Sun God is recommended in this mantra, he is worshipped not as Supreme Personality of Godhead, but as his powerful representative. In Katha Upanishad 1.3.1, it is said, O Nachiketa, the expansion of Lord Vishnu as the tiny living entity and the Supersoul are both situated within the cave of the heart of this body. Having entered that cavity, the living entity resting on the cheap of the life airs enjoy the result of activities, and Supersoul acting as a witness enable him to enjoy them. Those who are well versed in knowledge of Brahman and those householders who carefully follow the Vedic regulations say that the difference between the two is like difference between a shadow and the sun. In Shvetashvatara Upanishad 6.16 it is said, the Supreme Lord, the creator of this cosmic manifestation, knows every nook and corner of his creation. Although he is the cause of creation and there is no cause for his appearance, he is fully aware of everything. He is the Supersoul, the master of all transcendental qualities, and he is the master of this cosmic manifestation in regard to bondage to the conditioned state of material existence and liberation from that bondage. Similarly, in Taittiriya Upanishad 2.8 it is said, it is out of fear of the Supreme Brahman that the wind is blowing, out of fear of him that the sun regularly rises and sets, and out of fear of him that fires acts. It is only due to fear of him that death and Indra, the king of heaven, perform their respective duties. As described in this chapter, the inhabitants of the five islands, beginning with Plakshadvipa, worship the sun god, the moon god, the fire god, the air god, and Lord Brahma respectively. Although they engage in worship of these five demigods, however, they actually worship Lord Vishnu, the Supersoul of all living entities, as indicated in this verse by the words Pratanasya Vishnu Rupam. Vishnu is Brahma, Amrita, Mrityu, the Supreme Brahman and the origin of everything, auspicious and inauspicious. He is situated in the heart of everyone, including all demigods. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 7.20, Kamastaistarvitajnana prapadyante anya devata. Those whose minds are distorted by material desires surrender unto the demigods. People who are almost blind because of lusty desires are recommended to worship the demigods to have their material desires fulfilled. But actually those desires are not fulfilled by material demigods. Whatever the demigod do is done with the sanction of Lord Vishnu. People who are too lusty worship various demigods instead of worshipping Lord Vishnu, the Supersoul of all living entities. But ultimately, it is Lord Vishnu they worship because he is the Supersoul of all demigods. Om Ajnanam Timirandasya Jnanam Janashlakya Chakshur Unmritam Yena Tasme Shri Guruve Namah. Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitenya Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Svapradantikam. Vancha Kalpataru Bhakshakupa Sindhube Evacha Patitanam Pavnebhyo Vaishnava Namah. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advait Gadadhar Shivash Adi Gaur Bhaktivinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Namo. There are basically three different evidences. Pratyaksha means it's a evidence by seeing. But our senses are totally imperfect. When we try to see sun, what we are seeing is only a sun disk and the rays emanating from it. We don't have, unless we read something about the sun, we don't get the information about the sun. So pratyaksh, seeing, it's not a good evidence. Because we cannot even see what is going behind this wall, then it is very difficult to understand which is beyond this material universe, that is Supreme Personality of Godhead. The second is anuman. Anuman means hypothesis, research, inductive reasonings. This is also imperfect because scientists, researchers try to research something which has already been experimented. So this is not a good evidence. So what is a good evidence then? Shabda Brahman, Shruti, the knowledge from Vedas are the true evidence for the existence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if we want to understand about the God, we should refer to Shabda Brahman from Vedas, submissive oral reception. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 8:21, avaktaro akshara iti uktasya tam ahu paramam gatim yad gatvana nivartante tad dhama paramam mama. That the Vedantists call that supreme destination to be unmanifested and infallible. And once a person attains that abode, he never returns back. So avyakta means unmanifested. As I told, our material senses are so imperfect that we cannot even see what is going on within this material universe, the material realm. It's a small world. So how can we understand which is beyond this material universe, the conception of supreme abode of Lord? So then how we can get the information of the supreme abode? It is said that Krishna is saying that Vede se sarva aham eva vedya, Veda vida cha evam, eva chaham. That is, I am the compiler of Veda. I am known from the Vedas. So Krishna is telling us that how you can know me from referring to the Vedic literature by hearing from the Vedas. And that is what you call Shruti or Shabda Brahman, submissive oral reception. So the people say that why we should refer Vedas? Because Vedic knowledge is infallible. It is coming directly from Lord Himself. Lord is a compiler of Veda. In fact, Lord spoke the first word of Veda, Apurushaya. Apurushaya means it is not compiled by any mundane person. So, hearing from authority is very important. Evam parampara praptim imam rajasvaya vridu. That means, unless it is coming from the disciplic succession, it is not called Vedas. It is just disturbance to the society. For example, Vyasdev, he compiled the whole Vedanta Sutra, but was missing one point. So he asked his Guru Maharaj, Master Guru Maharaj, what I am missing, I am not getting enough satisfaction, even though I compiled the whole Vedanta Sutra. Then Narad Muni told that Vedanta Sutra means, Vedanta means getting knowledge of Krishna, but you have missed the whole point of Krishna. So how you can get satisfaction? So if anything is there, but there is Krishna is not there in the point, then everything is, no one will be satisfied. Krishna, for example, if we want to ask about our father, then we should definitely go to our mother, that who is my father? So everything is, and she gives the information that, okay, he is your father. So everything is experimented in Vedas. We don't have to experiment anything. We have to just follow it. And that even we can do. Krishna says that maya tatam idam sarvam jagat avyaktana murtina mastani sarva bhutani na chayam tesa avastita. That, this universe, entire universe in unmanifested form is pervaded in me. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. So Krishna is saying that I am in, everything is in me, but I am not in them. Then how we can understand Krishna then? Krishna can be not understood by the gross material senses. He can only be understood by the rendering service. Atah Shri Krishna Namadi, Na Bhavet Grahen Indriya, Sevana Mukhu Jivadu, by rendering service. At the same time, Krishna says in Brahma Samhita, Premanjurita Bhakti Vilochanena, Santaha Sade Varadeshu Vilokayanti, Yamashama Shundara, Achinta Gunaswarupam, Govindamadi Purusham Tamam Bhajami. That Devotees, they see the Shyam Sundar form of Krishna in their eyes. They meditate on the Shyam Sundar form. How? By the ointment, by the ointment and their eyes with a tinge with the love and devotion. So unless we see Krishna with the ointment of love, we cannot see Krishna over there. We can only see the stone. And how we can see Krishna over there? By referring the Vedas, by hearing from the authorities. The God matches certain qualities. Again in Brahma Samhita 534, it is said that Panthastu koti vatsara sampragamyo vayorathapi manaso munipangu vanam so api yo sopyasti yat prapada simni vichittatantve govindam adi purusham tamham bhajami. What is that? Panthastu koti vatsara sampragamyo. Even if the non-devotee philosopher, koti, if he travels with that speed of wind and mind for hundreds and millions of years, even if he do so, he will never be able to approach the Supreme Truth. Because Supreme Truth is beyond the imagination. It's very, very far away. At the same time, 537 Brahma Samhita, everything is based on Brahma Samhita, this whole verse. So I just try to quote Brahma Samhita. Confirm that Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Prati Bhavisa Bhisa Tabhirya Eva Nij Rupata Kalabi Golokya Eva Nija Satya Akhilatma Bhuto. That Krishna stays in eternal abode, Golok Vrindavan, but simultaneously is present everywhere in his creative energy. So Vishnu Puran state that how he can stay in one place, at the same time he stay at other places by the innumerable potencies. And that innumerable potency is called as fire. Just as a fire is situated at one place, but it distributes the heat and light everywhere. Similarly, Krishna, although he is situated in Golok Vrindavan, is distributing, he is present everywhere in every part of his creative energy by his inconceivable potency, innumerable potency. And that is what you call Achinta Beda Beda Tattva. That simultaneously one and different is present here, simultaneously is present everywhere. Now, we know that there are three main energies: external energy, internal energy, and marginal potency. Now, living beings and demigod, they come under marginal potency. That is, demigod, they control the light, air, wind. They all are under the control of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So how the material world and spiritual world is controlled by Supreme Person? Explain in Brahma Samhita 552. Yachaksha Suresu Savita Sakala Grahanam. Yachaksha Suresu Savita Sakala Grahanam. Raja Samasta Sura Murti Rashesha Teja. Yasagnaya Brahmati Sambrutakala Chakro Govindamadi Purusham Tamabhajami. Chakshu means eyes. Here the description of sun is given. The sun is considered as a eye, one of the eye of the Lord. And is considered as Raja Samasta Sura Murti Ra Esha Teja. Ya Raja means the king of all demigod. Samasta Sura Murti Ra Esha Teja. It has power to emanate immense potency of heat and light. Although it is doing so, it is still moving in the prescribed orbit under the supreme will of Lord. So demigod sun is also not free. He is under the God control, and God is Krishna. So how we can understand this thing? How we can understand this truth? The only way to understand this truth is by surrendering to the spiritual master. How is that? Shushushro saddhanascha vasudeve katharuchi shan mahat sevan vipra. That by rendering the services to the people who are attached to the hearing process, who are attached to serving Krishna, we can develop attachment for hearing the Krishna katha. And what happens once we start hearing Krishna katha? Shrinvatam shakata Krishna punya sravana kirtana hriday antosto abhadrani. All the misgiving from heart start getting eradicated. Our heart start getting purified, and we can see direct evidence. We can see Krishna face to face just by hearing the hearing from the authorities. And then what happened? Tadarajastamo bhava kama lobha dayasya cheta itir anaviddim sitam satve prasiddati sitam satve. Our lobe, our kama, our passion, our greed, our desires, they all get vanquished within the time and we get situated in the mode of goodness. And once we are in the mode of goodness and we start our devotional service, and that person is called Evam Prasanna Manaso Bhagwat Bhakti Yogata Bhagwat Tattva Vijnana Mukta Sangha Jayate. That with the when he start the devotional service, what happened? He become prasanna, he become enlivened by doing the devotional service to Krishna. And by knowing the tattva, Krishna of science of devotional service, he become liberated. It's very easy process, right? Just hearing and following what is there. Nothing experimenting. Just have to follow like a dumb person. Not like a dumb person, but we have to follow, and that also we cannot do properly. I'm not talking about we, but I. So, we have to understand the proprietorship of Krishna. And Isha Upanishad say that Isa Vasham Jagat Saram Yat Kinchana Jagatyam Jagat Tena Tak Tena Bhunjita Madgrida Kasya Shvidhanam. That everything animate, that is para and apara, inanimate, is emanating from Krishna. So, Krishna is the controller of everything. So, what is the best thing? To surrender to Krishna. If we say that there is some powerful person coming in front of us, we have to surrender it. But, sir, I cannot fight with you. That is a way. We have to surrender to Krishna by the supreme will. By our own supreme will. By our own will. But if we don't surrender to Krishna, what will happen? He will come in the form of Kala, time, and death. Krishna says that Mrityu Sarva Haras Chaham. I am death. Everyone is afraid of death. Everyone is trying to control the death. In fact, scientists are trying to get the solution of birth, death, old age and disease. But they do not have any information about the deathless spiritual nature. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, A Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punar Avratino Arjuna. That everything in this material world, right from the highest planet to Brahmaloka to the lowest planet, it's a place of repeated birth and death. It's full of miseries. So, the problem of life cannot be solved by going to sun planet or moon planet. How to solve the problem of life? And the Vedas has got prescription for this thing. That we should try to aspire to go to the supreme abode of Krishna. And what is that supreme abode? Na tad bhasate suryo, na sashanko na pavaka, tad gatvana nivartante, yad dhamma paramam mama. That it is that my abode is not illuminated by the sun or moon. And once who reach that abode, he will never return back to this world. And who can return to this? Who can approach that abode? Antakale cha mameva, smarnuktava kalivaram. Those who were remember Krishna at the time of death, or quit his body, remembering Krishna, can enter that abode. Otherwise, Krishna will come in the form of death. But the person who has taken the shelter of Krishna will definitely be saved from that. So now the people can ask the question, the devotee never dies? No, devotee certainly dies. But Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Krishna says, Janma karma chame divyam evam yovati tatvatah. Those who know the nature, those who know the science of my appearance and transcendental activities, they will never return to this world after quitting this body. For example, Parikshit Maharaj, he was going to die in 7 days. So, he was having 7 days, but we don't know that how many days we have got. In fact, how many seconds we have got. So, every second is very important and we should use every second to surrender to Krishna, because moment we quit our body and we are thinking about other thing, we'll definitely get that kind of birth. And again, we have to start the process of Krishna consciousness. We have to get in touch of devotees, we have to start our program from beginning. And it's too hectic. It's a long process. Then at the time, so Parikshit Maharaj asked Sukhdev Goswami that what is the duty of the person who is specifically going to die? At the time of death, what is the duty? And at the time, Shuka Uvacha, Shuka said, Tasmad Bharat Sarvatma, Bhagwan Ishvaro Hari, Shruttava Kriti Tavyascha, Shmita Vyasche Atabhayam. That whoever who wants to get free from anxiety should always hear, glorify, and remember Supreme Personality of Godhead at all times. So one who is fearful of death will definitely become Krishna conscious. But we are not taking this death seriously. We are thinking that, okay, maybe I'm not going to die, or I'm going to die after 80 years. But no, Prabhu, it is not like that. And this was a question asked by Yaksha to Yudhishthira Maharaj, that what is the most surprising thing in the world? And Yudhishthira Maharaj told that the most surprising thing in this world, that everyone sees that his neighbor is dying, his relative is dying, his friend is dying, but still he is thinking that I am not going to die. Isho Upanishad Mantra 5 says that Supreme Lord walks, but he does not walk. He is very, very far, at the same time he is very near. He is outside, but is also present inside. So what is that? He walks, but he does not walk. Nityanand Prabhu has given a beautiful example of Sakshi Gopal deity. You know the story of Sakshi Gopal deity? Yeah. There were two Brahmins. One was a young and rich Brahmin, and the second was elderly Brahmin. Sorry, young and poor. An elderly Brahmin was a rich Brahmin. And they once decided to go to the... They were South Indian Brahmins, and they decided to go to the North India to visit some holy places of pilgrimage. So they reach Vrindavan, and after reaching the Vrindavan, they bathe in Yamuna. They enter different forests of Vrindavan, and at the last they enter the Gopal temple, where Gopal deity is there, and it is an eternal form of Krishna as a cowherd boy. So young Brahmin had done a great menial service to the old Brahmin. And so old Brahmin was satisfied, and he told that, I will give my daughter to you because I am satisfied with your service. And young Brahmin told that, I am poor, I am not good fit for your daughter. And he told that, no, I am satisfied, I want to give my daughter. So that, are you sure? Are you going to witness in front of Gopal deity? And he witnessed that, yes, I am going to do that. So after returning home, when elderly Brahmin told to his family member that I have decided to give my daughter to him, at that time his family member became upset and they asked him to break the promise forcefully. So when the young Brahmin came to the old Brahmin house to ask for the daughter for the marriage, they denied him. They told them, we don't know anything about the promise. And young Brahmin tried to prove his innocence by calling other people. And then village people told that we only believe when the witness will come over here. So with a great faith, he went back to Vrindavan and he told Gopal deity that I have promised in front of you. So can you please come with me? And then Gopal deity spoke that, I never heard that deity can walk. So he told that if deity can speak, why don't the deity can walk? And then Lord smiled and he told that, okay, I will come with you. I will come behind you and you will hear ankle bells. And you will understand that I am walking. But don't turn your face around. Because the moment you turn your face, I will become stationary at that place. So he told that he should offer 1 kilo of rice every day. So the young Brahmin was very happy and he walked. The Lord was behind. He reached to the place. He reached the village. And he thought that, okay, now I should call the village people. And thinking, he turned around. And Krishna smiled and became stationary at that place. And he told that, okay, now call the village people. I will bear your witness. And everyone came and everyone was happy to see the Gopal deity was there. And still there in Orissa, if you want to see the deity. It is still there. So, the other example that Krishna is far as well as Krishna is near. The example is Draupadi. Draupadi, when Dushasan was stripping her naked, at that time she was trying to get help from Bhishma, Drona and everyone else sitting over there. But no one could help her. So at that time, she just put her hand and she told that, Krishna, now I am depending on you. And the moment she asked for Krishna's help, Krishna came immediately in the form of innumerable cloth. That he was trying to strip her, but the cloth was not getting over. Similarly, we can see the prayer of Gajendra. That Gajendra, he was enjoying in the midst of the she elephants and crocodile catch the leg. So at that time he was trying to fight for nearly 1,000 years, but he could not get out of that clutches. And so he started praying, and at that time the Krishna came and he offered the lotus flower to Krishna. And so Krishna was very far away, but just by remembering him, Krishna came immediately. So what is that? Krishna is within and without. How can we see that Krishna is within and without? Brahma Samhita 5.35 say that Ekopyaso Rachiyutam Jagadanda Koti Kot Yachakti Rasti Jagadanda Chayadanta Andantarasta Paramanu Chayantarastam. That this universe, all universe exists in Him. At the same time, He is present in every atom. So outside Krishna is present as a Virat form, inside He is present as an Antaryami. Saman Vrikshe Purusha Nimagno. That there are two birds sitting. One is enjoying the fruit and experiencing anxiety, and the second bird is just experiencing just witnessing the results and offering the fruits of that results. So Krishna is coming in the Achara Vigra form. Achara Vigra form means any kind of material form that is transformed into spiritual form. Why is coming in Achara Vigra form? Because our senses are very limited. We cannot see actually what is God. We cannot understand Krishna. So for ourself, He is coming in this form. But the people deride Him. The people, the foolish, they don't consider Krishna as a God. They avajananti mam buddha. They deride the existence of Krishna. Krishna has no reason to come over here. Lakshmi Shahastra Tatasambra Sevyamanam. He is served by millions and millions of gopis and Lakshmi with a great awe and reverence in His abode. But He is just coming over here for ourselves to make us return home back to Godhead. But we are still not understanding this, and we are questioning about the existence of Krishna. Then who can atone that abode? Nirmana moha chitasangna dosha adhyatma nitya vrinivat kamaha dvandir vimukta sukha dukha samnagrir gachant amudda padam avayam tat. That those who are free from the false prestige, those who are free from the illusion, those who are free from the association, false association, those who are free from the dualities, they can only enter the spiritual world, no one else. So why don't the people surrender to Krishna then? Why don't the people surrender to God? Because their goals are not clear. Vyavsaya atmika buddhir eka kuru nandana bahu shakhaye anantascha buddhayo vyavsayinam. That the person who are resolute in the determination, their aim is one. But the person whose intelligence is irresolute, they have many branch. They have got many things that, okay, I have to do this, I have to worship this, I have this plan, this plan, this plan. But the people who are resolute, who are fixed, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and I have to surrender to Krishna, then those people can enter the spiritual abode. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj was praying that Nade Vitu Swarth Gatim Hi Vishnu Durasayaya Bahir Arth Manina. The people are giving so much importance to the external sense enjoyment that they are like blind men leading the other blind men, and they are bound by the strong ropes of material nature. And being bound by the ropes, they don't even want to try to come out of that ropes. They want to just chew what has already been chewed. So how to get out of the clutches of this material nature? We have to surrender to Krishna. And example has been set by Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Rama himself, that they have got a spiritual master. So we often heard people saying that at last we have to go to God. At last we have to surrender to Krishna. I have done everything, but now I have to surrender to Krishna. But why at last? Why not in the first? At the first? Because if our base is not clear, we have to just struggle and there will be no result. So we have to do our best effort keeping Krishna with us. Krishna should not come at last. Krishna should be with us. Qualitatively, we are one with the God. We are in the Anandamayo Bhasya stage. We should be in fact. Because Supreme Lord is a Supreme Person and we are all subordinate to Him. We are all dependent units on Him. And our nature is to enjoy. But we are enjoying in the wrong way, in the perverted way, in the material world. But once we keep this Krishna in the center, then that is called Nirguna platform. And then we can enjoy the real happiness, we'll be free from the lamentation, we'll be free from the anxiety, we'll be free from the fear. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Na Shochati Na Kangshati. So to come to the Brahma Bhuta stage, we have to give up all our false association and we have to surrender to Krishna directly. There is a bhajan from Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He says that with a great enthusiasm, a person spend his life in mundane learning and not worshipping the lotus feet of Krishna. By getting more and more education, they consider that acquisition of knowledge to be the true goal of life. Their hopes goes on increasing. But in their old age, they understand that their hopes are fruitless because all the knowledge has been proved feeble. And they understand that their erudition is mere ignorance. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that such material knowledge is just due to the illusory potency of Krishna. It make a person like an ass. Because like an ass, a person carry the unnecessary load of knowledge throughout his life. And in the old age, when the senses stop working, he cannot do anything with that knowledge. And so in the same knowledge become pointed chef-like and pierce with the great pain of ignorance. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that I abandon such kind of knowledge and I am surrendering to the lotus feet of Krishna, making the lotus feet of Krishna the sum and substance of the life. We often heard this prayer in Mukunda Mala Stotra, the Kulashekhara. King Kulashekhara, he was telling that, let me die at this time because I am healthy. My mind is not undisturbed. So I can fix my mind on the Krishna. Because if I wait for my natural death, Prabhu's death is very, very dangerous, very difficult. Prabhupada say that soul cannot live in the body at that time. It's unbearable for the soul to bear that pain. So he wants to leave that body immediately, but he cannot leave. And he remember all his past karma. So at that time, it is very difficult to remember Krishna. We cannot even remember Krishna 24 hours. So how to remember the Krishna at the time of death, where there is a thousands of scorpions are biting you. Your voice is choked up. The saliva is coming down. You are dying. Your relatives are standing in front of you crying. How can you remember Krishna at that time? It is very difficult to remember Krishna. So he's telling that, let me die at this time because my mind is healthy and my mind is fixed on your lotus feet right now. I'm devoted to you right now because in that old age, my senses will get distorted and I will not be able to remember you. So this was a prayer. At the same time, in Mantra 17, Iso Upanishad, the devotees are praying that, even if I don't remember you at the time of death, Krishna, please remember, please you remember my activities and what I have done for you. So, he was trying to remind Lord about whatever he is doing and whatever he has done for the Lord. But Lord doesn't require such a reminder. Lord says that sadhavo ridayam mayam sadhuram ridayam tvam, that I am always in the heart of devotee and my devotee is always in my heart. We don't have to remind Krishna that, Krishna, please come at the time of difficulty. Krishna is always ready to come, but we are not calling for Krishna. We have got our own plans. We try to do by our own ways. We fail and then we get a kicks and then we call Krishna, now you please come. And at that time Krishna told that, why didn't you call me before? This material world is just like a anityam ashukham lokam, where we hanker for what we lack and we lament for what we lost. For example, in the case of Chitraketu, he was not having a son, so he was hankering for that. And he asked his Guru Maharaj, Narad Muni, that please bless me that I can have a son, and Parasur Muni. So they bless him, but after that his son was being killed by the wives. And so he was lamenting, and at that time he told that, my dear king, Narad told that, my dear king, now you are actually experiencing the misery of person who is having son. So we are demanding so many things from Krishna, but we are not understanding that why Krishna is not giving to us. There might be some reason. We are not satisfied with what we have. Example, when Gajendra was caught in the crocodile, with the crocodile mouth, he told that, right now, no one can help me, not even my relatives, not my friend, not my wives. They cannot do anything. And by the will of providence, I am stuck over here. So I am taking the shelter of that Supreme Personal who is shelter for everyone. He was a great king and he was a great devotee in his previous life, but he forgot everything. And he was a king of elephant in the next life, and he was enjoying with the she elephants and friend in the water. And he was stuck, and he understand that, oh, what I am doing, I forgot Krishna. He was trying to struggle, he was trying to fight with crocodile to get out of the clutches. But he cannot do. Similarly, we cannot get out of the material clutches. We cannot. We have to cry every day to Krishna. Krishna, please save me. Please save me. And then Krishna will come. So what he did, he did not invoke the prayers to the demigod. So none of the demigod came over there. Not even Chandra, Surya, Moon. No one came over there. But who came? Lord Narayana. Because he called Narayana. And he prayed with a feeble voice that I am a dumb elephant. I didn't remember you at this time because I am an elephant being in an animal body. So I don't want to get out of the death. Please let me die and give me a birth such a way that I can remember you in my next life. So devotee doesn't consider dangerous situation to be dangerous, but they consider that situation to be the best moment to pray Krishna fervently. Because Krishna vehemently. Taktenu kampam shumak shikshamano bhujanjana evatma kritam vipakam ridvag vapurbhir vidadan namaste jiveti mukti padesa dayabhag. That means that person who is earnestly waiting for the causeless mercy and patiently suffering the reaction of the past misdeeds, and is offering the obeisances from the core of his heart, words and body, is surely eligible for liberation, because it has his rightful claim. He is suffering his past reaction, but still he is offering the prayers that Krishna, is because of my past misdeeds I am suffering this, but you are so kind that you are giving me less. You are giving me the punishment what I way less than what I deserve. So best thing is to approach Krishna and Prabhupada has always recommended, our spiritual master always recommend to chant Hare Krishna. Because the Krishna's name is not different from Krishna. So Prabhupada is always telling to chant Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead. But even if we are not chanting perfectly in this life, this mantra is so powerful that in the next life, we are giving a chance to cultivate the Krishna consciousness and to become perfect. For example, Ajamil. It was so precarious condition. He was dying and he was on the deathbed, and two people were discussing, Yam Duta and Vishnu Duta, that I will take him. Can you understand? Imagine the situation when you're dying and two people are discussing who will take you. He was in such a precarious situation. But he got a chance because he remembered Krishna, Narayana, at the time of death. Though not in the right way, but he got a chance to correct himself. So how we can understand Krishna? By the causeless mercy. Yasya deve para bhaktir, yatha deve tatha guru. By having unflinching faith in Krishna and the Shastras, one automatically get knowledge. And what is the second way? By surrenderance to the spiritual master. Surrender means having the faith in the word of guru. Why we have a spiritual master? Just for a name? Just for a fame? Just for a show? No, we are having spiritual master to perfect our lives. We are foolish, and that's why we are surrendered to him. So whatever he say, we should accept it blindly, because we don't know what we are doing. So having firm faith in the world of spiritual master, at the same time keeping the enthusiasm in what we are doing. And how the enthusiasm come? By keeping the faith. Then with the enthusiasm, we should have determined goal in the life. What is the determination? That I want Krishna. I want to serve devotees. I want to serve the mission. I want to work over here. I don't want to work for the karmi people. Why I'm over here? To squeeze myself for the mission. Because my spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada has given their whole life. They're still traveling. They're still not given up. Then why I'm sitting over here learning shlokas in a temple? Or doing this in the temple, or doing this. Okay, everyone has got his own services. I'm not trying that we should do apart from your service. But our best to serve the spiritual master, we have a determined goal. If our goal is not determined, Prabhus, then we will be shaky in the temple also. Temple is a place where the people are staying, having determined goals of life. Suppose if you want to work in a pharmacy company, or you're to be a doctor, your determined goal that I will go in the college or school for 6 years. Similarly, we have goal over here by staying over here that, okay, I have to do this. After 20 years, I'll be there. I want to see myself, not see a great post, but what kind of service you are doing. I want to see myself doing this service. And we will train ourselves in that service. There should be a tolerance, humility. Tolerance means humility in our attitude dealing with other people. When we are about to lose our tolerance, we should ask ourselves, why I am over here? Why I am losing my tolerance? Because if you are not tolerated, then how can you, if you are not tolerated with these devotees, how can you tolerate these people outside? They are ignorant, they are fool. They will kill you. So you have to tolerate, you have to deal with everyone very patiently, in a humble way. And we have to be patient at the same time that this process will work. We don't have to run for that. Krishna knows what we are doing. Krishna knows our sincerity. Krishna knows how hard we are thinking. Krishna knows how hard we are not thinking. Krishna knows everything. We can't cheat anyone. We can cheat everyone. We cannot cheat Krishna. So sincere effort and keeping patience, keeping our goal determined, not looking anywhere what other person is doing, that will help us to increase our Krishna consciousness. So, the other thing of humility is that love and relationship. Are we getting enough love when looking at other devotees? What kind of relationship we have with other devotees? What kind of thinking I'm getting when I'm seeing the devotees? Often we see the devotee, we see like, okay, I'm more than you. Why you want to be more than him? Anyone feel that when you look at devotee that, oh no, I am humble servant of the devotee. And that should be your training in the temple. I am a humble servant of the devotee. I am not over here to lord over the material nature. I am over here to serve. My spiritual master is always saying, be lame in the temple. Lame or lamb? What is it? Lamb. Ship, like a ship. And be a tiger on the street. When you go for preaching, be tiger. Speak what you want to speak over there. Tell them you are foolish, you are rascals. But when you are temple, you are just a servant. And that should be the attitude. And how we can develop that attitude? By reading Srila Prabhupada's books. By understanding the mood of our spiritual master. By understanding the mood of Srila Prabhupada. What he wants from us. What he expects from us by reading these books. And by applying the same principles. Okay. I understood this concept. Now I want to apply this principle in my life. And this will help to improve our relationship with the other devotees as well as the other people. So, conclusion is that if we don't remember Krishna, even if we are missing a moment, we are not remembering Krishna. That is the greatest loss, greatest illusion, and greatest anomaly. People are finding different ways to experience the enjoyment, to experience happiness, but Prabhus, they are all frustrated. They are not having any other thing in their life, and that's why they are going to cinema or illicit sex or drugs. We have got some higher engagement. So why we are missing this opportunity to engage more and more ourselves in Krishna consciousness? It's wonderful. People don't have this knowledge. How many people are sitting over here? 10, 15? And how many people are outside? Krishna is right standing in front of us. How many people is coming over here? Then nobody wants to come in the temple. We are lucky that we got this opportunity to serve Kishora Kishori, to have these wonderful devotees. Try to extract what you want from them. Try to serve them. It is said that Janma Koti Sukritna Labhayate. Pure devotional service to Krishna is not obtained even if one renders the pious activities for hundreds and millions of years. We often see so many Indians and so many people coming over here donating and try to show that we are doing some pious activity. But Krishna could not be obtained by such way. How it can be obtained? Tatra laulyam api mulya ekam. What is the price? There is only one price: intense greed for Krishna. Intense greed for Krishna. Then what? How, what is that? Kriyatam yadi kuto api labhyet. And what is that greed? That if the Krishna or love for Krishna is available anywhere, we should purchase it immediately without delay. So we should not stop and we should not create any obstacle on the path of devotional service. We should always try new ways to increase our Krishna consciousness. Thank you. Today is an appearance of Advaita Acharya, and he is an incarnation of Mahavishnu. And he fervently, I want to say something about Advaita Acharya. Are we having enough time to say, or it's 8:26? How about you, Mataji? Okay. So Advaita Acharya, I'll just try to summarize in 5 minutes. Advaita Acharya, he was fervently praying to Mahaprabhu for his appearance. And he was praying on the bank of Ganges with the Ganges water and Tulsi manjaris. And so his prayer was answered by Mahaprabhu. And so Mahaprabhu asked for benediction, what he wants. So he asked for only one boon, that I want that this Krishna consciousness should be spread everywhere, including Vaishyas, Shudras and Stri also. There's women, Stri, Vaishyas, there's businessmen and Shudra like us, like me. So he was praying like that. And Mahaprabhu told that it will happen. So who was he? Who was Advaita Acharya? Advaita Acharya was a son of Kuvera Pandit and she Nabhi Devi. Kuvera Pandit has prayed to Lord Krishna, Lord Shiva, for a long time to have a child like him. So Lord Shiva appeared and told them, it is very difficult to have a child like me, so I will come as a child. And so Lord Shiva appeared as a child. So one day what happened? Kuvera Pandit was a servant of king. So he one day went with his child to the king's place, and there was a temple of Kali. And everyone was offering obeisances to Kali. But Advaita Acharya didn't offer. His name was Kamalaksha in the childhood. So Kamalaksha didn't offer the obeisances to Kali. And king was upset. So his father asked him, why didn't you offer the obeisances? So he told that if I offer the obeisances to Kali, the deity will broke down. And saying that he offered the obeisances and the deity really broke. So people were amazed and he asked, why this happened? So the answer for this thing is, Kali is a wife of Shiva. So he wants to be subordinate to Shiva. He doesn't want that his husband should offer obeisances to him. And so the deity broke down. There are several other pastimes where once Advaita Acharya was always worried that why Mahaprabhu is offering obeisances to him. So he thought one day he decided that I will do something that Mahaprabhu will punish me. So he started spreading the cult of Mayavad philosophy. He started spreading Bhagavad Gita in a Mayavad way. Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman. Mayatatam idam Brahman. I am Brahman, I am everywhere. So when Mahaprabhu heard this, he pulled the Advaita Acharya with his beards and he started kicking him. And as soon as he started kicking, the Advaita Acharya became blessed and he started dancing. And it was now, and Sita Devi, he was kicking him so hardly that Sita Devi, the consort of Advaita Acharya, told him that Mahaprabhu, please leave him. He is going to die now. And at that time, Advaita Acharya started dancing that now I am become the true servant and you are my master. You already proved it. So that was one of the pastimes. The last pastime I want to share, that once after sannyas, Mahaprabhu wants to go to Vrindavan. So he decided and he started way to Vrindavan, and Nityanand Prabhu told the coward boys that if Mahaprabhu asked him that where is the way to Vrindavan, where is Ganga, then you should show him the different way. So Mahaprabhu was on the wrong way. And he saw Yamuna, he saw Ganga. And he think that he came to Vrindavan. And thinking to be Yamuna, he started bathing and offering obeisances. And suddenly Advaita Acharya appeared in the boat. And he told that, hey Advaita Acharya, why you are over here? And he told that, Mahaprabhu, this is not Vrindavan. And he told that, what is this then? And he told that it is Navdweep. And that I'm bathing in Ganga. That, yeah, you are not bathing in Ganga actually, because this is a point where Ganga and Yamuna meet together. So you're actually in the between Ganga and Yamuna. You are in the point where two rivers are matching each other. So that was a pastime. And then Advaita Acharya took Mahaprabhu to his house for the prasadam. And
he told that I will just prepare a small quantity of rice and little bit of liquid vegetables. But when Mahaprabhu entered his house, he saw that there were millions and millions of preparations. When you see CC, when you read the CC, there are 2 pages of description for the food he offered to Mahaprabhu. And then Mahaprabhu told that, I am a sannyasi, I cannot eat too much. And he told that, don't use the word jugglery, just sit down. Then he changed his mood, he changed his total mood. Don't use the word jugglery, sit down and eat it. In Jagannath Puri, you are eating 54 offerings. How can you eat it? You have to eat it. And then Mahaprabhu told that, I cannot eat. At the same time, Nityanand Prabhu was telling that, I am fasting from 3 days and you have given me only this food. I don't want to eat the food. He just threw away. And he threw away and the food fell on the feet of Lord Advait Acharya. And Advait Acharya was becoming so ecstatic because it was a remnants from Krishna himself. But he tried to pretend that you are Avdhuta, you are a madman, you are not a sannyasi. You are throwing the food to the Brahmana and you are spoiling Brahman caste. Then he told that, then Nityananda Mahaprabhu told that, you don't know these remnants are from the Krishna himself. How can you say that you are not purified? You are wrong. It purifies your whole existence. Even if this prasad is touched by the dog, it is called still purified because it is Mahaprasad. So that was one of the pastime I want to share with you. There was many loving joking affair with Advait Acharya and Nityananda Mahaprabhu. But he was always respecting Mahaprabhu as a god. But dealing with the Nityananda Prabhu and Advait Acharya was like intimate friends, were mocking in a quarrel, joking, everything. Like, sorry, it was not a good class. It was like Sanskrit verses. But any questions? Not even one question. It was so boring. Anyways. Okay, Prabhu. Thank you. Yeah.
There was a point in your class where you were talking about faith, surrender, and the spiritual master, and the essential nature of that. And you said a pretty radical quote that we should blindly follow the spiritual master. I just wondered if you could explain what you mean by that in that context. You remember that?
Blindly following the spiritual master. First of all, the conception of spiritual master should be clear. Why we are accepting spiritual master? Whom we are selecting to be a spiritual master? That's why we are selecting the spiritual master. What are the qualities we like him in? What is his mood? Once we know this, then we surrender to his instruction. And spiritual master is called embodiment of Lord Nityananda, as Chandramouli Maharaj told us, right? So, let's say if Krishna is coming in front of you and saying that this is what you have to do, will you question him? No, you will not question him. You will have full faith in that instruction. So, having firm faith in spiritual master is that giving your own mental concoction, that which you are doing for a long time, trying to figure out our own ways, trying to plan our own things, but ultimately we are getting frustrated, right? And because we are frustrated, we came to Krishna, that Krishna, what to do now? Now, once we came to Krishna, because of our sincerity, Krishna has sent us a guru. Guru doesn't come as it is. Guru is not a doll or show. It comes because you render a good service, amount of service, and Krishna is pleased with that service. So now Krishna wants to see you more elevated in your consciousness. So now there are different ways. Yatha mam prapadyante. Whatever ye you want to surrender to Krishna, Krishna will give you knowledge according through via the instruction of spiritual master. So if spiritual master is telling to you, okay, Derek Prabhu, I don't want to see you over here. I want to see you somewhere in the Malaysia. Then he has got some reason behind that. And it is often seen that the instruction of spiritual master looks like that it is not appropriate. Maybe but when we follow that instruction honestly and blindly, without concussion, question should be there, but not in a way of defeating or not in a way of spiritual master, why this is Can you please clarify? I'm struggling with my mind because I'm ignorant, I'm foolish. So can you clarify what is this going on? And then he will clarify it. But if you go in the mood of defeating him or in the mood of challenging him, then that is called Guru Aparadha. Then there is no need for surrendering. Surrenderance means giving up your free will and accepting the instruction and will of the other whom you really trust, more than your parents. More than your parents also. So Guru should be considered as a person equal to Krishna. And since we cannot see Krishna, Krishna is manifesting in the form of Guru. And it is a good karma that we are getting Guru in the form of Krishna. So don't miss this opportunity to serve Guru and accept his instruction blindly. Because our mind will not think properly anytime. So following the instruction of Guru is the best thing you can do. And that is the reason for surrenderance, Prabhu. That is the reason for getting initiation. There is no other reason for getting initiation. Because they have seen the truth, they are coming in a disciplic succession. Krishna, Brahma, Narad, Vyas. Have I answered your question or it's vague answer? Thank you. Yes, Prabhu?
The snowplow guy is coming shortly.
Oh.
So if devotees can be on, you know, in and sure. around so we can move the cars if need be.
Sure.
Thank you. Hare
Krishna. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Advaita Acharya Mahaprabhu ki.